Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night your goaltender made 31 saves. You just weren't able to get any scoring against Wisconsin. What does your team need to do here today to change that?
Well, I think we had a good session this morning with the whole group. Obviously, showed them some video and just areas I think we can be better. I asked them. I said, raise your hand if you feel like you had your A game last night. Not a single hand went up. That's pretty accurate. We just need to be better as a group. And we just talked about the different zones and the message in the offensive zone was you have more time sometimes than you think, and you got to make plays. And we talked about getting pucks to the net, shooting the puck on net, crashing the net, trying to get, making sure we have net front presence. And a number of them said, we're not going to get pretty goals. We got to get greasy goals. So, and that's what we have to do. We've got to get more pucks to the net. We got to have that shot mentality. I know I've said that many times. But again, we showed them how we were passing up opportunities to shoot yesterday. And then we showed them when we did get shots on the net, there were some rebounds. We just, Reese Hunt just missed in the second period. Claire, it just missed on the power play opportunity. There are opportunities there, again, we've got to keep working hard and keep grinding. But the key is we got to get pucks to the net. We got to go to the net. We got to be grittier. And you got to be willing to stand in the tough areas to find those loose pucks.
You mentioned the power play. Your team has yet to score a power play goal over 26. You don't see that very often. Coach, how do you fix that?
I just keep working at it. We spent a lot of time on it, and again, just encouraging them to not overthink it, not sometimes the simpler you keep it, the better it can get. And that, a lot of times, getting pucks to the top and then getting pucks to the net. And we had the puck on the right stick yesterday during that 5-on-3 with Lydia, and if she hits the net, probably goes in. But the way things are going, we miss the net, so we don't even get a rebound opportunity. So, again, not to overthink it. Don't get overcomplicated. Move the puck quickly. Everybody knows what their job is, and get pucks to the net, crash the net.
Your team only had 12 shots on net yesterday. I know I mentioned that top line with Reese Hunt, Claire DeGeorge, and Paige Beebe had most of those shots. Reese had three of them. She still hasn't scored. She's quite the competitor. Do you see her frustration?
You can, but she just cares. Obviously she cares a lot. She knows that she wants to help the team. Everybody does, and we just keep encouraging her. You just got to keep playing your game. When you start squeezing the stick, it's going to make it harder. But she's getting opportunities, and that's what we keep reinforcing. When you're not getting opportunities, that's when you got to be concerned. But she had a number of really good chances last night, and hopefully today's the day where she can get that first one, and away we go.
Well, I notice in my vantage point here at the rink this time around, I'm in the corner with Wisconsin's goaltender here two periods, and what I noticed yesterday out of your team is how good they are in the corners. Is that something you instill in them offensively and defensively, or just overall?
Well, those are the six tough areas in the rink are the four corners and in the front of the nets, and that's where you gotta be willing to go in there and you gotta compete and battle. And I think we can do a better job on our end as far as getting stops. I thought we were a little bit too respectful at times and allowed them to just wheel and not put enough pressure on them, and that's something that we definitely showed them in our film session and talked about being a lot more aggressive. And offensively, that's what they're going to do to us. They're not going to give you a lot of time, so you got to move the puck quickly, especially if you're up against the boards. If you have the puck on the yellow, you're looking at the glass. They're going to seal you right away, so it's imperative that you move the puck quickly. Whether it's a weak side rim or low to high or just a short support play, you're not going to have a lot of time to stick handle, make moves. If you try to front it, they're just going to knock it off your stick. So it's just imperative that you got to battle, obviously. You got to grind, but you also have to move the puck quickly.
The one thing, the Beavers are number one in the country right now in block shots with 278. You had 260 coming into the weekend, 18 yesterday. You got five different players with 20 or more this season. How many bruises and bags of ice do you see after a game when you're taking that many block shots?
Well, it's a testament to the players. I mean, obviously, it's not necessarily the category you want to lead the country in, Kelly. But to the fact that they're willing to do that for each other, that's the main thing. And obviously, our defense do a great job, led by Mac Lange and Tina Campa. They're going to do everything they can to help out their goaltending and help out the team, and that means getting in front of shots. So it's just something you got to do. It's part of Beaver hockey. You got to be willing to get in shot lanes, and it's not easy. It takes a lot of courage, but but it goes a long way in helping our team be successful.
I got a text from a friend back in Bemidji asking, what are the postseason chances for Bemidji State at this point after yesterday's loss, Coach?
I haven't looked at it the numbers lately, Kelly, but obviously with Ohio State winning yesterday against Minnesota, that certainly helped their situation. The fact that Mankato and Duluth are not playing could help, but obviously we got to win hockey games. So even if we were to win out, I'm not sure that the percentages, because it's not based on points, but it's the percentage of points you get versus how many of points are available. I'm not sure if getting 15 more points at this point would put us in that spot or not. I guess I haven't really looked at it. I just know it did not help with Ohio State winning.
Coach, what's it going to take to get a win here today?
Well, I think we have to have a great start. I think they're obviously going to come out hard, and they're going to try to get to us early. So really, really important that we have a great start. And a lot like yesterday, Kelly, we have to manage the puck. Again, we got in trouble yesterday at times when we didn't do a very good job. We turned it over particularly at the offensive blue line coming out a number of times. And again, it's just making a simple play, indirect passes, things like that. But that's part of it. But again, we have to get in the offensive zone. We have to get pucks to the net. We got to get greasy, create chaos. That's how we're going to put pucks in the net.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.